W263AI.
WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools. And one thing that I'm sure is on a lot of persons' minds, and that is signing up for kindergarten and pre-kindergarten. Well, this is your lucky day, because we have some folks to talk about that this morning and give you some information. We have Joe Marlin with us. Joe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Good to have you with us
Thank
today.
You.
Beautiful day out today. Lisa Trail is also with us. Lisa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart.
Good to have you here today.
Thanks.
And we're just around the corner from pre-K and kindergarten registration. This is a big day for youngsters going from staying at home to going to school.
It's a big day for their parents, yes. Yeah, it's right around the corner. It's kind of hard to believe that our school year is almost over, although there's lots of teaching still to be done.
lots of
learning to be done. But we are looking at next year already, and our kindergarten registration is coming up on May 2nd and 3rd, and it is for a child who will be 5 years old before August 15th of this year.
Okay, again, give us that once again, because somebody might not have heard that.
So if your child is going to be 5 before August 15th of 2019, mm-hmm. they are eligible for kindergarten.
5 before this coming August 15th.
That's right.
Okay.
So they're going to be 5 number. Beginning school.
Okay. Now, should you be doing some preparations to get the kids ready?
Or absolutely. And I'll let Joe talk about that a little bit more. But yes, so May 2nd and 3rd, our kindergarten registration happens inside of our schools. So you look at where you're zoned to, and wherever your zoned school is, that's where you will go for registration. If you need to know where you're zoned, because sometimes if you're living over kind of west of the interstate between Overall Scales, Kaysen, and now our new school, it gets a little confusing as to where do I go to school. So you would go to our website, and on the transportation department's page, there is a program called EduLog. You put in your address. Make sure we have 2 up right now, so we still, believe it or not, still have some students joining us for the end of the school year. So you'll have one that's 2018-19, then there's another one for 2019-20, and it will tell you exactly where you're zoned, or just go and search the website for zoning. It will also get you there.
So for everybody living around the Veterans Parkway area, that whole vicinity, going to be some new schools, and
right.
that new school is going to be finished, is that right?
It is. It really is.
Whoa.
And so everyone, if you are currently attending Scales, Kaysen Lane, or Overall Creek, you may want to go ahead and just search where you're attending next year. I think we've done a pretty good job of letting everyone know, but there's always one or two that fall through the cracks that just didn't get all the emails or flyers or whatever else it was about zoning. So there will be some zoning changes for that area only. And so west of 24, anywhere west of 24, you may want to look it up. And then, of course, the new school's opening. But for everyone else, you can go on and just hopefully you know where you're going to school, but you may not. And I understand that.
And so you need to, you can use that tool again.
And the other part is if you go to a school, you know, maybe you're sitting beside a Mitchell Nielsen, but you're zoned for Northfield. We try to make them community schools, so it should be the school you see most often mm-hmm. that you're mm-hmm. attending. But if you end up at one school, they'll give you the directions to get
okay.
to the other.
They won't catch you.
They're not just going to kick you out.
Okay, Joe, Lisa said that you need to be doing some pre-planning right now.
There are some things that you can be doing. And some of the things that you need to prepare for, as far as the registration part, you need to make sure that you have your child's birth certificate, a copy of your child's official birth certificate. Also, there's the Tennessee Department of Health certification of immunization, and that's an important another piece of information you need to bring when you register. You need to have proof of a physical within the last year. And you need verification of your address. And the way that we suggest you do that is it must be a utility bill with your name and address on it. For example, your water bill or electric bill or your gas bill. And those are things that you can do to help you prepare for getting registered.
Okay. And for supplies, and should we worry about supplies at this point?
When you register, they'll give you a list. There'll be a listing published, and that will help you. So that gives you quite a few weeks before school actually starts.
Oh, okay.
So they'll have that. Also, we'll publish that. It'll be on our website, and you'll see it in other places.
And will there be school bus service on these first days?
There will be. There's the schedule, and you'll get a copy of that as well when you register, but the schedule is the first few days. We don't bring all the students in at the same time, and so depending on what letter of the alphabet, you'll come on a half day, and then the other group will come on another half day, and then that when everybody starts coming together, that's when transportation starts. So parents need to be prepared to transport them for the first day or two, and then transportation starts from there.
I remember back, and I think it was the second or third grade, was the first year that I rode the school bus,
right.
And I went out, waited by the mailbox at our driveway for it. I had this fear that it would not stop. So as it approached, I had, whatever I had with me, tablet or something, and I waved it at the bus, and he stopped.
I remember that myself as well, yeah. I grew up in a rural section of Middle Tennessee and rode the school bus myself, so yeah, I remember that. And that's one reason we take our time with kindergartners, and we let them get acclimated to the school building first, and then we throw in that next step of transportation if that's what the parents need to do. So.
And our hats off to the Murfreesboro City Schools. You've made it easy for the kids to remember which bus.
Absolutely.
It's hard to remember numbers sometimes, but you can remember a turtle or a frog or something like that. And each bus has a big picture of whatever animal on there.
Because our kindergartners don't always know their numbers, and especially when we're talking about three-digit numbers. So, yeah, we have those pictures that help them remember which bus it is.
And those pictures are actually on magnets. So if a bus has to sub out, and maybe bus 564 isn't working today, so they're sending bus 575, the magnet goes off, so they're still looking for the same frog or whatever. So transportation's done a really good job of helping students identify. So
you have to think like a child.
Yes, you do. Sometimes they outthink us, though.
Well, tell us some more things that are happening with the city schools. And this time of the year, I mean, here we are at the end of one school year, but we're talking about a quickly approaching new school year. That has to be a challenge.
Well, it is, but we take it one day at a time or a week at a time and plan for everything in the future, and that's the whole part of it. It's a great moving cycle, and everyone works together, which makes it easier. We are doing pre-K as well, so pre-K registration is open through April. And you do have to come to the central office to get those pre-K applications, or you can go online and get them as well. And our pre-K is a little different in the fact that it is grant-based, and so it's for special needs, whether that's socioeconomic or whether it's a speech or maybe any type of maybe English is your second language. So it is a needs-based grant. So is that a good explanation? Let me let Joe give you a better.
That's a good way to describe it. It's for those who have the greater needs. We also have the special education preschool, which starts at age 3. So as Lisa mentioned, that if you have a disability more than just speech, we have special classes for those that start at age 3. But otherwise, at age 4. The volunteer pre-K is for any student, and so parents can register now, like Lisa said, up through the month of April and into May. We'll be looking, the placement will take place in late May, and after that, all the other applications are processed and placed on a waiting list. So if you have a child in that age group.
So Everybody does not. I've never understood pre-K. Mm-hmm. They didn't have that when I was growing up. But everybody does not go to pre-K. Is that
pre-K
right?
Pre-K is not mandatory. Okay. To come into kindergarten. A lot of folks do preschool through daycares and other aspects. So there's a lot of our students that are coming in with some type of pre-K or preschool experience, but it's not mandatory by the state of Tennessee. Our pre-K is to help those who might start out a little bit behind in kindergarten.
Okay, so if you're having difficulty communicating, your speech isn't mm-hmm. formed properly yet, hard to understand, or any of these other issues, pre-K can get you ready for kindergarten.
Well, and our preschool specifically is for those and for parents who may not be able to afford the other pre-Ks that are option that's out in the community. So it also combines with Head Start, so some people understand Head Start. So our pre-K also has that Head Start program in it. So it depends on what you want to call it, but again, it is for, I mean, I did Head Start because I lived in a rural area and then we didn't have kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
That was many, many years ago.
Well, I never had kindergarten. I was deprived, I guess.
My word.
I'm not sure.
Do you want to start again? Again, we might be able to find you a seat.
I need to go over that again. Yeah, I missed something.
I'm pretty sure your mom took care of that.
First grade was the way it was.
Yeah, and it really is. And again, because I lived in such a rural area, we did have kindergarten, and it took me a while to actually know that. I just thought everybody had kindergartens. I didn't know I was that far in the sticks, but apparently I was.
Now, what about choice schools? When does that come along?
So choice schools are actually open through April as well. And our choice schools are Hobgood, Mitchell-Nielsen, and Bradley. So Bradley's an arts integrated school. Hobgood is really STEM focused. And then Mitchell-Nielsen is a leader in Meese school. So if you are zoned to a different school and you want to choose to go to these schools, you have to fill out an application. All of those schools have a zone as well. So they'll have some students that are zoned to go to them, but they have openings for other students who may want to come in with those particular focuses. Those applications are also online, but you can also call the schools and just talk to them about, you know, what does this mean coming to you? What are you going to do differently? What, you know, it just gives folks mm-hmm. an option. And we want to do that because sometimes it's not either convenient for you to go to the school that you're zoned to, or you just want to try. Maybe your child is very artsy, and an arts integrated school would be the best for them. They're also vary in size. So Bradley's a very small school with about 400 students versus Hobgood, which is about 800 students. So you can choose.
Now, does a parent know, and this is a strange question, does a parent know in kindergarten or the first grade that my child is gifted in the STEM area or arts or anything?
I don't know that anyone knows that, but I think you have a good inkling mm-hmm. as far as what you're, I mean, I want to look at your granddaughter and say, what do you think?
She's bubbly, outgoing, arts.
Arts, yes. Yeah. So, I think that you see that. You have grandchildren you can compare against, and you have your own children you can compare against and know which one. My daughter is not artsy. I mean, it just wasn't, that's not her thing. So, but I have a niece, same age, that was. I mean, you mm-hmm. know, so I think you kind of know. You have like an inclination of what's going on. However, not in all these schools, the same curriculum is taught. So it's not like you would go to Bradley and receive a different curriculum than you would like at Overall Creek. It's just in that curriculum, they're integrating arts as well. And they have a drama presence and music.
And so this is a limited period of time that you have to make a decision. Do I want to take advantage of the choice schools?
I would suggest folks really go and visit those schools and see if this is a good school for your child.
And actually, applications end this, I guess it's Friday, April the 26th mm-hmm. is the last day they'll be accepting applications.
Oh, well, you really better go
So they need to be deciding it.
Yeah.
It's not just to go over quickly. But this Friday's the deadline,
right.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But applications are online. A good description of all the schools are online. You can go to the school's websites. You can go to their Twitter accounts. You can get a good feel of it. Or you can call the principal and just schedule a meeting. We are testing this week, so I would suggest that you schedule a meeting, not just drop by, because with testing, our hours get a little crazy for those principals and assistant principals.
So when you go to a choice school, and you're going basically on your instincts, if this is an area my child would like to learn, does the child go with you to register, and do they get to look at the school?
If they want to. Again, you know, they should set that up with the principals. But yeah, I think you want your child to be with you because they get a feel for it. It's like going and visiting college campuses. You kind of know what's going on. And again, I wanted to say that these choice schools do teach the same curriculum as every other school. It's just an added. So when you walk into Mitchell Nielsen, you're going to see Stephen Covey's Seven Habits, and you're going to hear the students talking about them. And they're going to talk about synergy and putting first things first and all that. So it's an addition to the regular curriculum.
And that would be for children who have leadership capabilities, I guess.
Yep. And when you hear Robin talk about it, and she's the principal at Mitchell Nielsen, it's not whether you want to be a CEO one day, but you just want to be a leader. You're a leader of your club. You're a leader of your class. You're a leader of anything. Just, it's really more about just getting yourself organized and being ready to take on any new
task. You know, this is really amazing. It excites me to hear about these things that are happening with our city schools. Now, another thing that you're doing with Murfreesboro City Schools, camps and extending the learning opportunities.
Our ESP is amazing, and one of the things we hear most about is ESP whenever people come to our school from other areas. They are an extension of our school day, and the activities that they plan, it's more than just babysitting, and it's more than just tutoring. Some of the camps range from archery camps to cooking classes just in the afternoons. But coming up this summer, I think they've done an amazing job of planning camps around everyone, what their likes are. So we have, and I didn't mention that we do have kinder camp. So kinder camp is available for anyone who registers May 2nd and 3rd. So they do need to be registered for school. So that's the reason not to wait until August to register. Go ahead now. Kinder camp is going to be available, and that's July 15th through 19th. And it will be at all the schools. So it gives your child a chance to get in the schools and see what a big school looks like, what a lunchroom looks like. It just gives them a good week of activities and getting to know their school and their teachers.
So this is a good opportunity. If you have a youngster who's a little uncertain about school, not quite sure they want to leave home yet, to make them feel like it's a fun place. And it is a fun place.
It is. It is. So kinder camp is half a day, but if a parent half a day doesn't work for them, they can actually stay and go to ESP that afternoon. So it's a full day experience if you want it. It's a half a day experience for the kinder camp. And we're trying, again, ESP is trying to make it really easy on parents so they're not worried about having to take off in the middle of the day to pick up their child. So they'll just transition all the way through. But again, if you maybe are a stay-at-home mom or have a grandmother that wants to pick them up, absolutely you can do that as well. But you do need to be registered to attend kinder camp, which means that you have to register before the end of the school year. So we'd love it to be May 2nd and 3rd, but before the end of the school year. The last day of school. Oh, you would think that Joe and I both could repeat that. And you can tell
it
doesn't really end. Wait a second.
It's May the 20th.
We're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools today.
May 24th is the last.
May 24th.
Friday.
That would be right.
Yeah.
I agree.
Do you have graduation like they do in high school? I mean, is this a big deal?
Different schools do it different things. They have graduation programs for their sixth grade. They have graduation programs for some of their kindergartners. Mitchell Nielsen does a crossing over ceremony. So that's really for their first graders. And it's for all of those first graders that are at the primary that will be going to the elementary in second grade. So it looks a little different in every school.
Yes,
wouldn't
it
you
really
agree?
Does.
Yeah. And then some of the other camps coming up, we have archery camp coming in the summer, edible education. For some reason, our children love to cook. That was something I was not brought up to love. Makerspace camp, we have soccer camp, which is in conjunction with the Murfreesboro Soccer Club, Camp Big Shots, which is a two-week camp, drone coding and aerial photography, and then Girl Scout camp. So we have lots of different opportunities in ESP, and all of those camps are at different age ranges and will be at different school sites. So really need to go to ESP and look for that. There is some costs associated with the camps, but again, like I know the Camp Big Shots is for the older children, so I think they're fourth, fifth, and sixth graders. but I think that might be the rising fourth and fifth graders. I have to get that in my head. But all of that is on the ESP or on our website. So it's a great opportunity of very affordable camps, and you just have to be one of the schools.
I tell you, it's so exciting to hear what's happening with our Murfreesboro City Schools. We're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather, and when we come back, we'll open up the phone lines. If you have any questions dealing with our city schools, maybe about the kinder camps or registering your child for school, give us a shout, 615-893-1450. That's the number you call. We have people sometimes say, well, I've tried the other number and it doesn't work. Well, you don't try the other number. Try 615-893-1450. We'll be right back.
How long you've been wanting to dance? Feeling the music from head to toe. Round and round and round you go.
High school sports. Blue Raider games. It's only on Rutherford County's Place to Talk. WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Hi, this is Dan with Music World and Drummer's Den. Being Drummer's Den, we have an exceptional amount of snare drums. We have cymbals, new and used, all types of cymbals. We have accessories. I have cajons, cowbells, sticks. It's all here. Music World and Drummer's Den. We're your hometown music store. Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church, right across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
My family and I had the luxury recently to travel to Italy, and one of the places that we ate at, they served a pesto Alfredo, which was out of this world. And as I tasted it, I said, this is something that Demas's can do. We immediately started working on it, and now we introduce a new item to our menu, which is our pesto Alfredo. The flavor of it is out of this world. It is so good. Try our pesto Alfredo. You can fall in love with it as well. This is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Good morning. Traffic still holding up out here as far as interstate accidents on 24 westbound here at Walden Road. Traffic is busy, of course, on Sam Ridley. Try and get up to I-24 there coming from Smyrna. Traffic's holding up right now also on Rutherford Boulevard coming around getting on the Broad Street. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Make the short drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
And what about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
Sunny this afternoon. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 53. Sunny on Tuesday, high near 81. Tuesday night becoming cloudy, low near 57. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio WGNS.
Right now, 47.
Bazing and Elite Checking from First National Bank of Murfreesboro gives you more reasons to bank locally.
Dad, I'm at the movies and my car won't start.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro's Bazing has free 24/7 emergency road service.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, 615-494-4200. This is Freedom Wigan from First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
This is Jason with Tire World. We're having our annual at-cost tire sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So stop by and see us as we drastically reduce all tire brands for this three-day-only tire sale.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
On air, online, and on the phone. You can listen to us anywhere. News Radio WGNS is Rutherford County's place to talk.
Get your bopping shoes for the jukebox blow the fuse. Hey, everybody hopping, everybody's bopping, bopping at the high school hop. Well, bopping at the high school hop, aching at the high school hop.
Well, we try to get music that is, you know, fits the theme, and that does fit schools, but it is high school. Jerry Lee Lewis, we don't have an elementary school or kinder school. Our number is 615-893-1450. If you have a comment or a question this morning, we have some folks who have some answers for you dealing with the Murfreesboro City Schools, 615-893-1450. And I want to say congratulations also to Keith Strain. He is a local auctioneer, and he is our good neighbor of the day today. The person who nominated him said he's so kind to donate his auctioneer expertise to various local charities. Keith Strain receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts as our good neighbor. And our birthday club winner from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe is Megan Maynard. Megan Maynard wins her choice of the French macarons or the delicious cinnamon roll from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Our number, 615-893-1450, if you want to join us this morning. We're talking about schools. We're talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools. Joe Marlin and Lisa Trail are with us. It's time to sign up the kids for pre-K and kindergarten. In fact, as Joe said, it's Friday. Is that right, Joe? Friday's
the deadline for signing up for our choice schools.
Choice schools, okay. And that's important to do. In addition, the camps and extending the learning opportunities, is there a deadline on that one, Lisa?
The camps will fill up. So I would go ahead and get registered if you know your summer schedule. And that's the reason they put it out so far in advance. So parents could kind of schedule around the camps.
Okay. Tell us about some of the other things that are on the horizon that people need to know about.
Well, tomorrow is our art show. It's at City Hall in the City Hall Rotunda. It is always a wonderful turnout for that. We have some of our top artists submitted, and their art is now being displayed in the City Hall Rotunda. We just finished up our first art show with the Frist Museum. We were very excited to have Murfreesboro City School students' artwork displayed in the museum, and I mean, what a opportunity to say, yes, I had art displayed at the Frist, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So we're very excited about that. And then also the artwork, we will begin with the MTSU art display as well beginning next week. So our art teachers are amazing. Their talent is just extraordinary. So we're so thrilled to see not only in the hallways of all of our schools, but to be able to pull it out so that the public can see what they're creating is pretty amazing. We also have Science Olympiad that's coming up this Saturday, and Science Olympiad is a major, it's for the elementary students. You'll hear a lot about the high school and middle school Science Olympiad. This one is hosted by MTSU each year for elementary age, and folks come from all around Middle Tennessee. It's actually held at John Pittard Elementary, so pretty interesting to watch and see the minds of a child and how they come about with their engineering and science. Other children will be participating in Earth Day on Saturday, so we're just moving.
Oh, it sounds like it. So you need to get involved. And are parents getting involved in a lot of these areas?
Oh, yes. We have lots of great parent involvement at all of our schools. Just parents can bring a talent, and it may just be serving water or Kool-Aid at an event, or it may be actually helping with the art and the demonstration. So depending on which school you're walking into and what activity is going on that day, we have hundreds of parents in our schools today doing proctoring, which...
What is that?
Proctoring is for our testing schedule, so the parents are watching to make sure it's done correctly, making sure that we stay on time. You have to have two people per classroom, is that right, Joe?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Right.
So the parents are going in, and they're not going into their child's room. Normally it's someone else's child's room, but uh-huh. Just having that extra time to commit to give to the schools is just invaluable for us.
Let's take a phone call here. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Great. What is the ages for pre-K and all that? I'll hang up.
Okay, thank you for calling.
The ages for pre-K are you have to be 4 years old. So 4 year old for the volunteer pre-K, which is the program for all students that are eligible to apply for that. On the special education side, I mentioned earlier that would be 3 years old for any child that is suspected of having a disability. Can start at age three.
Okay. So there's that information. That's how easy it is just to ask a question. Find the answer. Our number is 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. We're talking about the Murfreesboro City Schools. And if you have a question about the city schools, give us a shout. Again, that's 615-893-1450. How many city schools are there?
There are currently 12 with 13 campuses because Mitchell Nielsen has two campuses. And then we'll be adding Salem next year, this year, in July.
Just around the corner.
Just around the corner, yes.
Now, where is that located for people who are trying to figure that out?
Salem is near the corner of Veterans and St. Andrews. So it is, if you drive Veterans and you see a huge building going up, that is Salem Elementary. It is the same footprint as Overall Creek.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So between you get off of Church Street and you going down Veterans, you'll see it on your right.
Obviously, that is the growing area because that you have three schools within a stone's throw of each other.
And they're all full.
All full.
Yes.
Wow.
I mean, when the reason behind Salem was because Overall Creek was past capacity. So was Scales Elementary. And then Kaysen Lane was at capacity. And then if you drive by there, you'll see the enormous amount of apartments going up and new subdivisions. So we had to get ready for it. It's coming. There's just a lot of growth out there. I guess it's just the easy access to 840, to the interstate, all that. So
is that by far the fastest growing part of Murfreesboro right now? I mean, as far
from
as
the
schools
I was like,
and that's a pretty good
good indication. There's lots of young families going over there. Absolutely. We were able, you know, 5 years ago or 4 years ago, we were really seeing a lot of crowding over at John Pittard in that area, and we really took care of a lot of that with some additions. So we added on 200, the ability to add on 200 students to Black Fox. The same thing for Hobgood. Those additions really helped not to have to build a school over on the north side of the area. We also opened Reeves Rogers back as a community school and moved Discovery School to Bellwood, because Bellwood isn't a very populous area. So a lot of that took care of that growth that we saw on the other side of the interstate. But on 24, there was nowhere else to add. We have to add buildings.
Yeah. Now, when you add buildings, are you adding new buildings, real buildings, or are you adding portable buildings?
We typically do not do portables. And so you are seeing, like, Overall Creek is at capacity because there's not anywhere to add a portable. Our newer schools are geothermal schools, and on geothermal, one of the things you cannot do is put another building on top of a geothermal well.
Okay. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Oh, doing pretty good, Bart. Y'all doing all right up this morning?
Doing great. Thanks for calling.
Well, good. You have an exciting program this morning. The reason I'm calling, Reeves Rogers, is it a city school?
Yes, it is.
Well, it's been a while since you're building them so fast now. And where's Reeves Rogers located? What area is it located in? I'm an old man now, and I just can't keep all stay focused on all these schools. And I'm just wondering what area is it in?
So Reeves Rogers is one of our older schools. It's located on Greenland Drive across from the MTSU livestock building.
Okay, yeah. Well, I know where it is, but, you know, it's been doing so fast, and I just couldn't keep up with what Reeves Rogers was, and it's been on my mind. I've been, for the last couple of weeks, I've been, you know, hearing about Reeves Rogers, and I said, where is Reeves Rogers at? You know, and you asked them a question. Thank you for setting my mind.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right, y'all have a blessed day.
You too. Bye-bye. 615-893-1450. And it's interesting you mentioned that was one of your older schools. So is Mitchell Nielsen. Mm-hmm. But you keep them current. I mean, you always keep them in good repair.
I hope so. We have a great maintenance staff. Again, the principals lead the charge on that, and they do a good job of, just because the school happens to be older as far as the brick age, it is not a matter of it's outdated. They are pulling in lots of the technology resources. I love our school district. We have amazing schools. We have amazing principals.
And when you say no child left behind, I mean, you really are serious about that.
We really do deal with whole child. And Joe and his department, Joe's over all of our curriculum and what they're doing for children, everything from Kim Frank that works with him with our ACES program, which is for children who... I'm going to go from ACES to gifted and let Joe take it from there.
our department, we try to look at the whole child, every part of the child. So not just the academic part, but also to make sure that behaviorally, emotionally, socially, we're meeting all those needs as well, because we know that children learn better if all their needs are taken care of. So that is an important part of what we see in Murfreesboro City Schools.
Joe, I know the techniques of teaching change. Do children change? Are today's children different from those children 20 or 30 years ago?
I think so, and that's just a matter of my opinion. But if you think about what our children today are exposed to, not only with the electronics and computers and those sorts of things, but also those things like the opioid addiction issue, which those sorts of problems that children are exposed to, the stresses that families that exist for families these days. So I think there are a lot of different factors that yes, our children today are different than the ones that were in school when I first started teaching, 35 years ago.
So technology is a big changer, I guess. And what are the children all using electronic tablets and computers these days?
They are, and they come to school with a vast amount of knowledge. It's amazing that they can the things they can pick up and do automatically that our teachers don't have to teach. There are things, safety things our teachers need to teach to help them understand as they use the internet and as they use those technology tools. But they're amazing how much they do know, and from all backgrounds, every kid has some sort of background with some sort of device.
It is interesting to see how they all kids just tune in to computers. It's amazing.
It's sort of natural for them, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and the way of teaching is flowing in that direction. Then.
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to look at all aspects to make sure that we're reaching children at all the levels of proficiency that they come with. So they come knowing about certain things, so we have to work with them to keep them interested. We have to work with them to make sure that we're looking at things that encourage them to keep learning, and so we're always trying to find the answers to keep them engaged. I think that's the key part.
Okay, here's a text from a listener. Says, I'm a grandmother and a retired school teacher, and I agree that they do use technology, but they don't know how to do complete sentences, and their spelling of certain words is horrible. What can be done with that?
Well, we still continue to teach the spelling of correct words and writing full sentences. So writing is a difficult part because it's not natural. When we think about our speaking nowadays, we use a lot of shortcuts and those sorts of things. So helping children get to that spot is a part of what we do every day, helping them to understand how to communicate not only verbally but also communicate on paper through writing. So writing is an important part of our curriculum.
Do you think writing in the future will be dramatically different? A letter, if you get a job as a secretary or if you are a manager of a business, are you going to write letters that are dramatically different? Are they going to be full of abbreviations and things of that sort?
I think probably not. When you think about in a formal setting such as business, we'll continue to use proper grammar and those conventions, and I think that'll continue on. But when we're talking about personal communication and kids that are using texting and those sorts of things nowadays, they do use shortcuts, and that's a part of how they do. But we'll continue to teach that conventional way of writing and speaking so that we don't lose that part.
So that's going to continue to be a very important part of communication as we know it then.
Right.
Okay. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. We're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools. And if you have a question, we have two folks here, Lisa Trail as well as Joe Marlin to answer your questions about the Murfreesboro City Schools. We're going to remind you about some things we've talked about in just a moment, some rehashing of dates, so you won't miss out on those. We'll be right back. We're going to check on the weather. Stay with us.
What a wonderful world.
Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
We discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 here on WGNS.
This is Ron Hall with Fair Construction. As you get older, we can help you with all types of things to help you stay in your home, like making a handicap accessible shower. We also help with the grab bars. We can do the wheelchair ramps. We are a local company, as we've said, and we care about you, and we want to make sure things are right when we leave your house.
Call 615-893-6120. That's Fair Construction Company.
If only I could spend my whole paycheck on new tires, said no one ever. Which is why Bud's Tire Pros makes buying Michelin tires simpler. Allison Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros can help you out.
For service you can trust without the hassle, visit your local Bud's Tire Pros in town.
They offer a straightforward approach to service, and they include the nationwide warranty with every purchase. Stop in today to see their full lineup of Michelin tires. For whatever you drive, Michelin has a tire to fit any need. Tire Pros, hassle-free, guaranteed. To find out more, visit BudsTireProsTN.com.
This is Lisa Halliburton with Bell Jewelers, Murfreesboro's most trusted diamond store. Bell Jewelers is proud to be celebrating 140 years serving Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee. There's nothing like the sparkle of a Bell Jewelers diamond.
Sunny this afternoon. Tonight's mainly clear, low near 53. Sunny on Tuesday, high near 81. Tuesday night's becoming cloudy, low near 57. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood on News Radio WGNS.
Right now, 47.
This is Jason with Tire World. We're having our annual at-cost tire sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So stop by and see us as we drastically reduce all tire brands for this three-day-only tire sale.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Start your day with the early show on News Radio WGNS. John Dinkins and CBS News Radio wake you up weekday mornings from 4 till 6:30.
Welcome back. Our phone number, and we're in the final minutes of the show, so if you have questions, dial quickly. 615-893-1450. We're talking about Murfreesboro City Schools. Joe Marlin and Lisa Trail with us this morning. 615-893-1450. You were talking about the transition. Share with us that thought.
Well, summertime is a time that children want to stop. They want to relax, and we want them to do there, but there is some things that parents can do to help their students over the summer, whether they're coming from into kindergarten or fifth, sixth grade. So,
and one of the things that we like to talk about is the importance of reading every day. So as children do have the summer off, it's really critical if they have opportunities to read. And we suggest that reading 20 minutes every day helps make a difference, especially when they come back to school. We used to say in the fall, but now they come back in the summer. They're still coming. They come back now so early. But so we suggest to parents that reading is a critical thing that they focus on. So that's a big part that parents can play, is encouraging students to read throughout the summer. We have several things that we do as well to help support that. One of those is our Bob the Book bus, and that it's one of our school buses that's been refurbished and made into a rolling library. And ooh, so great. It travels throughout the community and will sort of follow our feeding schedule as far as our summer feeding program, and it will be visiting those sites. And the big thing there is kids don't check out a book, they just take a book, and it's a book that they get to keep. And those have all been either donated or supplied through grants, and so it gives kids books that they can read throughout the summer.
So be looking for Bob the Book Bus.
Bob the Bus. Right.
Good morning, you're on WGNS. How are you today?
I am wonderful, Bart. The sunshine looks great.
It does.
My question this morning has to do with, of course, Murfreesboro City Schools. I'm kind of partial since I'm a retired teacher. Absolutely. But my question is, how is cursive writing interwoven in the curriculum now? I know there's a bit of a change there.
What about that, cursive writing?
Well, we began a couple of years ago and making sure that students get that in the third grade, and that's a part of our regular curriculum. We use the Zahner-Bloser curriculum, and that's a handwriting curriculum. We start off with printing and then move into cursive writing. So that's in all of our schools, and that begins in third grade.
Okay.
Oh. Okay, thank you. You were talking about it being a right hand. Is it easily adaptable to left-handed children?
No, I didn't mention right hand. It's a handwriting, but I don't think I said anything about being right hand. It's for either hand. It's not. There's not a preference there.
My mistake,
no, it's
sir.
Okay.
Thank you very much for your work with Murfreesboro City.
Thank you.
You have a great day.
You have a great day.
Thank you. Our number is 615-893-1450, and again, we want to remind people tomorrow at the City Hall, you mentioned an art show coming up?
Right, the art show is tomorrow night, the reception, and it begins at 4:30, and it's right before our school board meeting, so if you want to stay for the school board meeting, you're welcome to do that, but 4:30 to around 5:30 tomorrow at the City Hall Rotunda.
You're really encouraged to do that. You won't believe the quality of work. I mean, these kids are creative.
Right, and it's up now. So if anyone wants to walk through the City Hall Rotunda now, and over the last 3 weeks, it's been on display. So, yeah, it's really great.
It's so neat to see what they are doing. It's hard to believe that youngsters of that youthful age are able to come up with these things. I mean, they do it, though.
Yeah, they're much more talented than I am.
And as I mentioned earlier, if you want to be on the air with us, 893-1450, and I'm mentioning that because someone's consistently calling on another number, which we are not answering. So if you have a question or a comment dealing with the city schools, 893-1450, and just in case somebody tuned in late, let's touch on those pre-K and kindergarten registration. What age, again, do you need to go to pre-K and for kindergarten?
So pre-K, you must be 4 years old before August 15th, and that is for our volunteer pre-K program. We would love to get the registrations done here in April. They will definitely go through May, but at some point in May, you get put on a waiting list. As far as kindergarten, May 2nd and 3rd is our kindergarten registration, and it is at every school. Pre-K is, the registration is at the central office now. Kindergarten is at each school that you should go to your zoned school. Everything you need for kindergarten or pre-K is on our website. You can pull down all the applications. It also tells you what you need to bring. Like Joe said in advance, there are some things you need to be prepared to show. One of them is a birth certificate, your residence.
Right. Oh, yep. Your immunization record, your proof of a physical within the last year, and then verification of your address.
Okay, and if you live out around Veterans Parkway, there are three schools going to be out there, and you probably are scratching your head, which one am I going to?
Right, there's actually four schools. There's Cason Lane, Scales, Overall Creek, and we'll be opening Salem. So there was some rezoning over there. So if you're buying a new house over there, make sure that you're looking at the correct transportation schedule. And we put it under our transportation because it is a bus route. Whether you ride the bus or not, that's where the route is. Salem is an open school right now, so they are taking some children from outside their zone. Also, choice schools applications are due this week. So our choice schools are Hobgood, Mitchell Nielsen, and Bradley. So right this month, the end of this month, is really the time to be thinking about where you want your child to be placed next year.
Okay. And again, the last day of school is
May the 24th.
Okay. May 24th. And that'll be here before you know it. So be ready for summer. Go out and enjoy it. I bet the kids like that more because you have more opportunities to take little vacations all throughout the year with the schedule the way it is.
They really do. We have a fall break and a spring break. We have a long Christmas break. It allows for parents to do things other than during the summertime.
So take advantage of that. May 24th, is that right?
Great. That's great.
Okay. I want to say a special thank you to Joe Marlin and Lisa Trail from Murfreesboro City Schools for joining us this morning. Thank you so much. Truman's next, right here on your good neighbor station,